would you say, was there something ideological pushing Epstein towards his dealings regarding Israel in general?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. Epstein was somebody who was very, you know, pro-Israel, you could say. He was extremely interested in Israel's security interests. It was almost taken as a given that he would be. He would just naturally do things or seek out opportunities to further Israeli political and security interests during this time. He expressed views in his emails that comported with that on numerous occasions, and his actions were all geared around that as well, too. Now, it's not to say that he worked for the Mossad or something like that. I think he was actually much more powerful and influential than that. But he was part of this network of wealthy individuals around the world who were pro-Israel, who would seek out opportunities to benefit Israel, work with Israeli political figures like Barak and others to do that. Yeah.
Let me actually stop you on that one, because that is an important note, what you said about the Mossad, because as you know, in podcast land and all over the internet, there's been all kinds of things being said that he was allegedly a Mossad agent and whatnot. But it is interesting what you're saying. You're actually saying that he's more powerful than that. I just wanted to unpack that quickly with you.
If you were a Mossad agent or something like that, you're an employee in a hierarchy. You are somebody who's receiving a salary. You're answerable to the head of the Mossad. You're answerable, in theory, to the civilian government of Israel and so forth. And, you know, that's, in a way, it's an influential role, but in a way, you're kind of just an employee, as I said. You're kind of just someone, a cog in a machine and so forth. Epstein was definitely above and beyond that. He was part of this global, transnational network of people who was free of any institutional constraints. He's not answerable to any civilian authorities and so forth. So, you know, the Mossad, so to speak, in some way was very much beneath him. He was someone who had much more freedom to act, freedom, had more resources on a personal level by far than any, you know, Mossad official, you could say.
Is it the opposite then? Did Mossad work for him?
It's more like that, yeah. It's more like, when you look at these emails of him and Barak, they were deploying these Israeli intelligence-linked firms, these foreign countries. There was no indication there that, that they even knew, the people he was deploying really knew what the whole story was, or who was pulling the strings, or what they were involved in, and so forth. They were kind of employees doing their job, being directed by these powerful guys. So it is more accurate to say what you said, that it was more like the Mossad was working for him, whether they knew it or not, to do this stuff.